How to Work Less and Earn More. If you want to get rich, Rich Dad said, don't ask for a raise. Instead, begin to ask how you can serve more people. In fact, if you get a raise, you are working for the wrong kind of money. Most people are not aware that there is good income and bad income. When you ask for a raise, you ask for an increase in bad income. If you want to retire rich and retire young, you need to work hard for the right kind of income. In earlier programs, I discussed the three different types of income, which are, first, earned income, income that comes in the form of a paycheck. It is also the type of income you ask for more of when you ask for a raise, bonus, overtime, commissions, and tips. Second, portfolio income is generally income from paper assets such as stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. A vast majority of all retirement accounts are counting on portfolio income in the future. And third, passive income is generally income from real estate. It can also be royalty income from patents or for use of your intellectual property such as songs, books, or other objects of intellectual value. In Rich Dad's mind, the worst kind of income to work hard for was earned income for four main reasons. 1. It is the highest taxed income, and it is the income with the fewest controls over how much you pay in taxes and when you pay your taxes. 2. You personally have to work for it, and it takes up your valuable time. 3. There is very little leverage in earned income. The primary way most people increase their earned income is by working harder. 4. There is often no residual value for your work. In other words, you work, get paid, and then have to work again to be paid again. Again, to Rich Dad, there is very little leverage in working for earned income. Why Rich Dad liked passive income. Although he did receive all three types of income, if given the choice between the three, he would take passive income all the time. Why? Because it was the income he had to work the least for. It is often the least taxed, and it earned him some of the highest returns consistently over a long period of time. In other words, he worked hard for passive income because in the long run, he worked less and less, served more and more people, and earned more and more the older he got. Kim and I were able to retire early because our plan had us working hard for passive income, not earned income. Another difference is that we planned on retiring with more passive income and not portfolio income. While most people retire on portfolio income, it is not always the best because it is the second highest taxed of the three incomes, and taxes are your largest single lifetime expense. My rich dad had all three types of income. The reason he had all three was because each type of income had different advantages and disadvantages. Let me explain. 50% money. Rich Dad often called earned income, the income you receive from a paycheck, 50% money. The reason he called it 50% money was because no matter how much money you earned, the government always took at least 50% of it or more in one way or another. If you make $50,000 a year today, then at least $25,000 may go to the government, most of it before you even get your hands on it, through withholding. Even after you receive that remaining $25,000, the taxing continues on. As most people know, you are taxed when you earn, spend, save, invest, and when you die. From Rich Dad's point of view, it was not very smart to work hard and have the government take at least 50% of what you worked hard for. 20% money. Most people today are attempting to retire utilizing what my rich dad called 20% money, which is money from capital gains or appreciation of stocks and sometimes real estate. 0% money. One of the reasons Kim and I retired early was because we utilized tax-deferred money, what my rich dad called 0% money. Tax-deferred money is money from capital gains that is not immediately taxed. It is deferred for as long as we choose to defer paying those taxes. For example, we put down $5,000 and purchased a house for $50,000. 2 years later, we sold it for $100,000. We had a capital gains consequence of $50,000, but we chose not to pay the 20% in capital gains, which would have been approximately $10,000. Instead of paying the capital gains tax, as you would if you had made the same amount from a stock or mutual fund, we deferred our gains and rolled $55,000, which was $50,000 in gains plus our original $5,000 down payment, into our next investment. In other words, we had a 1,000% return in 2 years and paid no immediate taxes. We legally deferred our taxes and used what was technically the government's money as a down payment on a larger apartment house for $330,000. We then used the bank's money and some of the seller's equity to help us finance the remaining $275,000 we did not have. Not only did we use OPM, other people's money, we used government money to help us retire rich and retire early. Between 1988 and 1994, we utilized this investment and tax strategy many times. The reason the government allows these tax incentives is to keep the real estate industry vibrant and help the nation's economy stay strong, since real estate makes up a large sector of the U.S. economy.